have to get on our own resources in America. If we do, we can cut out 60% of OPEC oil.
Oil, natural gas, wind, water, solar, nuclear. Industries of energy. Energy.
We've got fantastic opportunities to use new technologies to secure the American people and at the same time be better stewards of the environment.
You have questions, we have answers.
Listen carefully.
You can't really be against hydrofracking and say you're an environmentalist because immediately the default options are fuels that are much less clean.
For the next hour, Sean Wilson and Butch Black explore the energy industry with news and interviews from around the corner and around the globe.
Nuclear is one of the directions that we should innovate in.
The Exploring Energy Show begins now.
A very, very good Tuesday morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. Sean Wilson, Butch Black. It is the Exploring Energy Radio Show here on KECO 96.5. Glad to have you tuned in wherever you might be. And you might be looking for a place to have some good lunch for not a whole lot of money. Everybody likes to save a little money and fill their bellies full. 225-5821. You can call in your order. Elk City Meals on Wheels, 1510 West 9th Street. Dining rooms open from 11 to 1. Regular meals, $6. That's anybody except for senior citizens, $5. Those prices include your drink and your dessert. Everyone's welcome in their dining area. You can call your order in to go. They'll bag it up for you. Here it is, March 29th. Yardbird, barbecue, chicken, macaroni and cheese, potato salad, biscuit, and apple cobbler. That's what's on today. Barbecue chicken, macaroni and cheese, potato salad, biscuit, apple cobbler. If you're a senior citizen, get all that for $5. Anybody else, $6. Where are you going to find a deal like that in town? Not a single place. Elk City Meals on Wheels, 1510 West 9th Street. Give them a few extra bucks. Help out the cause. St. Matthew's Catholic Church having their annual fish fry through Lenten season. Now through April 8th, every Friday night from 5 to 7, it's all you can eat. Fish, fries, hush pepper, coleslaw, homemade beans. Here's my part. Homemade desserts and drink. Why do you eat your dessert first? Well, you know, you may be full by the time you get to it. You might as well go ahead and enjoy it. That's what I'm saying. They accept cash, check, and credit card 5 to 7 every Friday night between now and April 8th at St. Matthew's Catholic Church. All right, what do you got for us, Butch? Are prices stabilizing a little bit?
No.
Well, then there you have it.
No. WTI crude on the NYMEX May exchange is down $5.74 to $100.22 a barrel.
Oh.
Brent crude on the ICE May exchange is down $5.94 to $106.54 a barrel. NYMEX natural gas on the April exchange is down 20 cents to $5.31 per million BTU. RBOB gasoline on the NYMEX April exchange is down $11.30 to $310.58. And NYMEX heating oil on the April exchange is down $20.14 to $358.20. So things are still dropping.
Things are
dropping
still
dropping by huge amounts, but not really changing that much.
Yeah.
Which indicates they have to climb during the business day.
It also indicates that they know, too, that they're not going to be able to make up that Russia oil right now.
No.
And because everybody else is kind of in the same boat. Well, speaking of that, 3.3 magnitude earthquake shakes Edmond Sunday morning, 10 o'clock. Edmond residents were jolted by a 3.3 magnitude earthquake on Sunday morning. The quake occurred slightly after 10 a.m. Church attendance was at an all-time high following. I just made that part up. But the U.S. Geological Survey showed the epicenter was located 3.9 miles east, northeast of Edmond, 14 miles south of Guthrie. The depth was 7.1 kilometers. So roughly
deep.
It's definitely deeper than any formation that we messed with. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have a hard time pinning this one on the oil and gas industry, but Oklahoma University in the news here this morning with Project Canary.
Okay. Yeah.
To launch an energy.
Poison gas.
Yeah, you would think. Hey, if the canary's dead, run. Anyway, they're going to launch an energy ESG certificate program. Yeah. a collaborative project to establish an environmental, social, and governance energy leadership certificate program has been launched at the University of Oklahoma, according to a university press release. Of course, OU's got a big oil and gas side as well. But the Ronnie K. Irani Center for Energy Solutions in the Mewburn College of Earth and Energy is partnering with Project Canary. And it's an ESG, environmental, social, and governance, is what ESG stands for. Focused data analytics company to develop the Energy ESG Leadership Certificate Program. As compliance with environmental, social, and governance principles transitions from a best practice to an industry requirement, professionals need a focused understanding of ESG, environmental, social, governance, to lead their companies and advance their own careers in this certificate program. Participants will gain practical experimental knowledge from academic instructors, ESG and sustainability industry leaders, and access to Project Canary's ESG data platforms. It's a two-week, 44-hour energy ESG leadership certificate program is aimed at professionals in the upstream and midstream sectors of the energy industry. The hybrid format will include a week of online instruction followed by a week in person at the University of Oklahoma City campus. The first offering will run from April 11th to the 22nd. Participants will earn 4.5 continuing education units. But reliable, affordable, and sustainable oil and gas will be an important and foundational part of the energy portfolio long into the future, said Dean Sargent, executive director of the Ronnie K. Irani Center for Energy Solutions. We are excited to provide this executive certificate program with Project Canary, equipping members of the energy industry to meet the market demand for oil and gas while leveraging the ESG. Their principles, as it's important for the future of the industry, for the environment, and for the business and consumers alike. The unique partnership between OU's Irani Center and Project Canary will provide a blend of both academic and industry perspectives.
My biggest problem is, let's get the facts out.
That's it. That's it. That's got to be part of the social part of this deal.
And what's taking place is all of this green energy that everybody is pushing so hard to make the equipment to produce that green energy makes a larger carbon footprint than it will ever save.
Yeah.
But that's never put out there.
Oh, I know.
You know, it's all, it's green. It doesn't make, it doesn't have a carbon footprint in the production.
Yeah.
Of the energy. No, it doesn't, but it has a carbon footprint to produce the equipment to make the energy.
You know, at first their ploy was to, you know, kind of lead people toward the green side. Then it was kind of, okay, we're going to try to pull you to the green side. Now it's a push. Yeah, we're going to stampede. We're going to push you to the green energy, you know, and but you and I have never made any qualms about it. We're not anti-wind and solar and alternative energy forces.
Absolutely
we are just
not.
We are just completely level-headed enough to understand that that is not where it's going to be.
They don't exist without oil and gas.
That's it.
It doesn't happen.
You can't without hydrocarbons.
No.
Yeah.
You remove the hydrocarbons and they don't have anything to work with. And that's a problem. And it's a problem of the fact that our government anymore is giving us the information they want us to have instead of the facts.
Yeah.
And I've been reading some articles by a climatologist who allows that wind farms.
Right.
Or why we're in drought.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The turbulence that they perform.
They mess up the jet stream because the natural wind flow gets messed up.
Yeah.
And what he's saying is go back and look at the historical maps where huge wind farms have been put. This is drought has followed.
Immediately.
You know.
Very quickly. Yeah. So,
I mean, it makes sense. I haven't seen any definitive proof of it, but it raises that question. You know, hey, are we getting, you know, give me the facts and let me make my own decisions. And, you know, that's
as opposed to just call me an idiot if I don't believe like you believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And don't believe it just because you believe it. But nonetheless, that this little Project Canary. But that ESG, you're going to learn more about that, environmental, social, and governance.
Does that mean that if you don't pass and get the certificate, your canary died?
I guess it does. It certainly does. I thought of putting a cat. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with more of the Tuesday edition of the Exploring Energy Radio Show right here on 96.5. Stick with us, won't you?
Stay informed with the latest news from the energy industry with Sean and Butch on the Exploring Energy Show.
When you're producing a well or bringing a well in order to move fluids around on that job site, they hook up high-pressure flow iron pipe. When they do that, it can go up to pressure as high as 15,000 pounds. So what we do is we take that iron once a year and we do an annual inspection on it, a visual inspection, a UT inspection, pressure test, and then we band it and hold on to the certifications during that annual period. What I'd like to do is I'd like to offer 50 pieces inspected for free on the first job that you call us out on. That's probably going to be around, depending on the pieces of iron, it's going to be between a $1,500 and $2,000 discount. Safety Flow NDT. Just call me, Dustin Nix. My phone number is 580-383-0136. 383-0136. We'll go to work 24/7. You can call me at any time. If you're in a bind, we'll get a crew out there to get you taken care of.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, doctor, isn't there anything you
can do? I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Could you use up to $7,500 to jumpstart your future? The people of Oklahoma Oil and Natural Gas are looking for the next generation of game changers who will find new and more efficient ways to produce the energy that fuels our life. That's why they're providing scholarships to students interested in pursuing a degree in the oil and natural gas industry. They need your energy. If you want to be the future of energy, visit oerb.com/scholarships to apply today.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
Last time I looked, that was me and you.
Is it?
Yeah.
I haven't checked my license today.
Sustaining Oklahoma's Energy Resources, SOER. They're a constant partner with our show, and we're glad to have them. Glad to be part of the 25th annual Oil and Gas Expo coming up October. So be sure and get yourself some information about that. SOEROK.com is the main website, www.soerok.com. Here's what they got upcoming for their workshops. April the 21st, Chemicals 101, and you still got time to get yourself registered for that, okay? Chemicals 101, that's going to be April the 21st. They're at the 500 Northeast 4th Street in Oklahoma City SOER headquarters from 11 to 12 p.m., 11 a.m. to noon. So get yourself registered for that, www.soerok.com, or get the SOER Connect app, and you'll have all that information. They'll give you notifications if you choose. Ability to submit questions, seeking advice from other industry professionals when faced with difficulties in the field. So while you're out there sitting on that gas plant, you could have, like, text a question to Hardy Taylor or something like that.
Why would I want to ask Hardy?
I just remember him way back.
I've already
Joe by God Warren, that used to run the gas plant up on the road.
I've drained Hardy dry. He's gotten where he turns the other way if I walk up.
I love old Hardy Taylor, good guy. He and Debbie, good folks. Anyway, SOER Connect app. It's available for free download, Android or iOS. Also a great sponsor of our show, Camrock. That's right, Sean Estes, Camrock, 405-301-5803, 405-301-5803, located on South Main Street in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. He might be new to our show, so guess what? I'm going to tell you, Camrock, they take care of bulk fluids and filters for, well, the oil and gas industry, ag industry, industrial. It doesn't make any difference if you use a lot of fluids, use a lot of filters. Stop that downtime. Have it on hand, and they'll help you do it. They keep you supplied. They'll get to know you. They'll take care of you. That's why you should choose Camrock Supply. Here's that number again, 405-301-5803. 405-301-5803. Couldn't do it without American Hose and Supply. They're located right in the same building with Camrock. Oh, yeah. Call him early in the morning if you want to. He'll be glad you did. 821-4413, 821-4413. Tell Brock Kalk we sent you. Ag producers, oil field companies, they don't do long-distance relationships. They need to see your face if you're going to supply them. That's what American Hose and Supply, they understand it. They'll bring you the hoses and fittings you need. Keep you working. Keep you some stocked up. Just say the word. American Hose and Supply, 821-4413.
Yeah, the oil and gas industry doesn't work well with mail order.
Boy, they really don't. That's, yeah, we got a hose leaking. How about Amazon?
Yeah. No.
You need a 3-foot piece, and they only sell it a 200-foot hose.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and then boy. It gets there, and you find out it's the wrong thing.
Yeah, got a wrong ID, got a wrong OD, right? It's the wrong material. I hear you.
Well, OPEC Plus still doesn't see a need to change their supply plans.
Oh, so they're confident in the fact that they're doing it right?
Yeah, this is despite the Russian crisis. OPEC and its allies signaled they still see no need to adapt their oil supply plans, even as the Russia-Ukraine conflict threatens the biggest market disruption in decades. Mm. We won't add resources if the market is balanced, and the resources are in the market. United Arab Emirates Energy Administrator Suhail Al-Mazuri said Monday in a conference in Dubai, said OPEC Plus didn't focus on whether specific loss of Russian shipments is causing an imbalance, he added. A number of delegates said privately they expect the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries and its partners to stick to their longstanding plan and ratify another modest supply increase when they meet on Thursday. I'll be honest with you. I think the reason they're doing this, and it's not the fact that they have the ability. I think they're having trouble getting those wells spun back up.
Yeah.
I don't think they can produce because we know ever since the pandemic ended and people have hit the roads again and the supply has started to drop.
Right.
That they have not, and they've started their slight increases. Nobody's met their quota except for Saudi Arabia. It's the only one that's been able to meet their quota. And I think they're having trouble getting these wells kicked back off. And that's what happens, unfortunately, with oil and gas wells. If you put them on mothballs,
it's not like flip a switch and here she comes.
Yeah, it's not like you're trying to save electricity at the house and turning that switch off.
Right.
It takes a great deal of effort to get the well back online and back to producing. And some of them can take months.
It may take a lot of service people, too. You know,
a lot of service people you got,
and you start finding out what kind of troubles you really have when you start when you go back into those. So that's a good point.
Here you go. I don't think they can meet, and that's the reason they're not. And of course, it's also I think there's a little bit of political stuff to it. I think it's them kind of thumbing their nose at Biden, begging him to increase, bail me out, and I think that's. Without that is passive aggressive, and a passive aggressive act for them is to not do it.
Yeah,
I really do.
There you go. Easier. Well, a U.S. Senate committee hearing on domestic critical mineral supply chains is set for this week. The U.S. Senate Committee on Energy and Natural Resources will meet Thursday, on the 31st. 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time to discuss the opportunities and challenges facing domestic critical mineral mining, processing, refining, and reprocessing. Following opening remarks by Chairman Senator Joe, I got a mansion over the hilltop, and fellow ranking member Senator John Barrasso, the committee will hear witness testimony from these following members. Steve Fortier, the director of USGS National Minerals Information Center, or Fortner, however you want to say it. Scott Melby, president of Uranium Producers of America. Julie Padilla, She's the Chief Regulatory Officer of Twin Metals Minnesota. Abigail Wolf, Vice President, Critical Mineral Strategy and Director of the Center for Critical Mineral Strategy for the nonprofit organization Securing America's Future Energy. And Paul Zemeckwitz is the Director of West Virginia Water Research Institute. Although the U.S. Senate office buildings remain closed to the general public, the hearing will be available via live webcast on the committee's website. An archive video will be available shortly after the conclusion of the hearing. Witness testimony will be available on the website at the beginning of the hearing. It brings up a good point, because right now the United States doesn't have a lot of critical mineral supply. They're starting to get a little more aggressive in doing that. It was just always easier to depend on somebody else to bring that in.
Yeah.
You know, and it was coming in from Australia's got a lot. Africa's got a lot. Russia, they have a lot. China. I mean, there's these critical minerals are spread throughout the earth. But now there are
very few of them here in the continental United
States. Right. Yeah, they're just now starting to develop those and to try to get try to have some of our own lithium and different things like that. So it's kind of interesting to see. But at least somebody up there on the hill is taking a look at it. You know, now, do we trust the fact that they'll follow through on it? I mean, there's a lot of there's a lot of great ideas and good intentions that ended up scrapped because it went against someone's narrative or was going to cost somebody some of their precious money.
Mm-hmm.
Because basically the political machine right now is just a money machine. So it's, I mean, you push in politicians and you pull out billionaires.
No, let's not go
it's ridiculous.
There. Well, Russia's oil exports have shriveled by more than a quarter in the week in last week compared with the prior week. Country's average daily shipments reached 495,300 tons, down 26.4% from the week before.
Significant, yeah.
Of course, they're still producing about 11.8 million barrels a day. So only a handful of nations, the U.S., United Kingdom, have imposed explicit bans on imports of Russian oil, but still many other countries and traditional customers have undertaken a self-imposed buyer strike in response to the Ukrainian crisis. And so Russia is still able to sell its crude due to price discounts and aims to keep output steady even amid unprecedented economic sanctions. That's according to Alexander Novak, the deputy prime minister. The nation will be able to redirect to Asian markets most of the barrels Europe won't take. That's the problem, is we've still got countries out there who are against the Ukrainian takeover, but, you know, they're still going to
ride the fence.
Yeah, well, like they basically don't have any choice. If they're going to have any oil, that's the way they got to do it.
Right.
You know, unfortunately, it's kind of like that. If you're going to eat, you don't turn your back on the farmer.
That's
that
it.
That lives next door to you.
Yeah. You know, and it's hard to criticize someone when they got you by the fuzzies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Well, ConocoPhillips is exploring sale of some Anadarko assets. Reports indicate ConocoPhillips company is possibly going to sell some 280,000 net acres in assets in Oklahoma and Texas that make up the Anadarko Basin holdings. The primary holdings are in the stack and scoop plays, according to CEO Ryan Lance. Cash is cash, he says. We just want to take advantage of the strong markets we're seeing today, and we recognize that we've made two pretty transformational transactions over the course of the last year, and it's raised the bar in our whole company on cost of supply. Hart Energy reported that marketing materials from Wells Fargo dated spring 2022 show the assets of the EBITDA, DA, and all that, interest before interest taxation, all that, depreciation and amortization, annualized by first quarter 2021 results, is about $97.5 million. The acreage in the Anadarko Basin included 261,200 acres, 100%. HBP that produces 77% gas, 23% liquids in the first quarter 2021. The assets are in Cleveland, Granite, Wash, Tonkawa areas of the basin. ConocoPhillips had indicated earlier that it planned up to $5 billion in assets dispositions by 2023. The company is still working on reduction of debt and hopes to trim it to about $15 billion by 2026. In February, ConocoPhillips had closed the $1.65 billion sale of its Indonesia assets, nearly $700 million in assets in the lower 48 over the past year. CEO Lance told a February earnings call that the company was still reviewing what to sell based on historical cash flow. Just 14 months ago, the company closed the acquisition of Permian Independent Concho Resources, Incorporated, in an all-stock transaction valued about $13.3 billion. ConocoPhillips will reveal more details in April and May when management presentations are made. And it has a map here. There 280,000 acres covers a pretty good chunk.
That's a pretty good chunk of property.
Kind of central Oklahoma, like they said, the Scoop and Stack. Some of it a little up north, all the way out to Amarillo, up almost to Dodge City.
Yeah,
so, pretty good swath.
A lot of acreage.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back with the second half of the Tuesday edition of the Exploring Energy Radio Show. But first, I promise a special shout-out to James Atkinson.
Why?
Well, because he did a great sales job.
Oh, okay.
Convinced his bosses to sponsor Hole in the KUCO Moran.
Sweet.
Come on.
Way to go,
James.
How about
it? Pat old James on the back next time you see him. Don't slap him.
Way to go, James.
We're not going to pull a Will Smith on him, I promise. We're going to be back with more right after this.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean Wilson and Butch Black.
The business I've done with the oil field, they got to see your face. They got to see somebody coming in to see them, whether it's weekly, biweekly, monthly, whatever the customer prefers. That's what we're going to do. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings, hydraulic hose, oilfield suction hose, lay flat hose, all types of fittings, hydraulic fittings, cam lock fittings. We also carry black pipe fittings, air brake fittings for semis, brass ball valves. In the oil field, sometimes you get a call for a crazy, hey, can you get this? And you go find it for them. Oil field or agriculture. So if your farmer need a hose built, you can come in, we'll build it. You're a oil field customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. My company is American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's, or call me at 580-821-4413. 821-4413.
The 38th annual Southwest Farm and Home Expo will be April 2nd and 3rd at the Elk City Convention Center. Whether it's the farm, home, lawn, or garden, this Farm and Home Expo will give you the opportunity to see over 100 displays of the newest and best products and services in these areas. Admission is free. Concessions will be provided by Elk City and Merritt FFA. Things kick off Saturday at 9 a.m. with the FFA Ag Mechanic Show and silent auction going on all day at the South Exhibit Hall, as well as the antique tractor display at the South Exhibit Grounds. Then at 2 p.m., the Aubrey Bull Sale kicks off in the South Exhibit Hall, with everything closing down at 6 p.m. Don't worry, on-site security will be provided for Sunday. Everything opens back up at noon. At 1 p.m., things rev up for the children's pedal tractor pull. Registration begins at 1 o'clock. The pull begins at 1:30 in the South Exhibit Hall. Also, the barbecue cook-off judging begins at 1 o'clock in the North Exhibit Hall in the East Room. All day, the antique tractor display will be going on at the South Exhibit Grounds. 3:30, the FFA Ag Mechanics and Barbecue Cook-Off Awards and Scholarship Presentations will take place in the North Exhibit Hall stage. Everything will shut down at 5 p.m. For more information, reach out to the Elk City Chamber of Commerce or find the Elk City Chamber of Commerce Facebook page.
Sean Wilson and Butch Black with the Exploring Energy Show return now.
There we go. DCP Services. You know, since all the major supply stores have all but pulled out, DCP has a full-service supply store for pipe, valves, and fittings geared toward pipeline processing and production located at 317 North Van Buren here in Elk City. Call Ernie Barker. 580-339-1773. 580-339-1773. You can also drop off your cores, pick up brand new rebuilt Kimray valve and control. Western Chemical Pumps, built to like brand new specifications, and they sell and repair Texam solar pumps and other solar pumps. That's Ernie Barker. 580-339-1773, 317 North Van Buren in Elk City. And also, Roustabout Wireline Services. They've got them. Both braided and slick line capabilities in their wireline division. Forklifts, mowing, trenching, and fully insured contract pumpers, Roustabout Services. See old Butch out there on the end of a 48-inch steel pipe wrench. Yeah,
36 as big as I go, and that's with a 4 foot cheater.
A 4 foot cheater. Oh, boy. Anyway, they are ready for your business. Call Jeff Davis, 580-660-0501. 660-0501 or Butch Black, 580-303-1886.
I can't even spell 48-inch pipe wrench.
I see they used to use 60s for backups up on those rigs. Good gravy. Elk City Auto Mall still has a place for a gas and diesel mechanic and helpers. Even if you currently have a job, they want to talk to you. It can be a lot better deal than what you have right now. They offer a great work environment, competitive pay, holiday pay, vacation pay, paid health insurance available. Elk City Auto Mall in the old Schlumberger building, that's where you apply in person. Mechanics need to have their own tools, apply in person. Big Elk Auto Mall, 1019 East Highway 66, just north of the Civic Center, is what I call it, but the Convention Center. In the old Schlumberger building right there in Elk City.
The old Schlumberger wireline building.
Yes, that one. Yeah, the Schlumberger wireline building. You know, they've got all their services there. I mean, they got auto body, detail, mechanic.
Food.
Food, yeah. They're going to do all, they're going to be a one-stop shop. And then David A. Guest, certified mineral manager, buyer of royalties from estates, probates, trusts, and bankruptcies. This guy is trustworthy. He will give you some solid information. He is a trusted source for mineral management, well over 35 years in the business. He'll treat you fairly and he'll treat you squarely. Call David A. Guest today, 405-341-8698. When you guys call these sponsors, it makes a difference in them re-upping. 405-341-8698, because they know they're reaching the people. What else you got for us over there, Butch Black?
Well, what we've got is that...
A failure to communicate.
Yeah, what we have is a failure to communicate. United Arab Emirates Energy Minister warns of poverty and economic stagnation if energy affordability isn't tackled.
Oh.
And a failure to address energy affordability risks, casting significant portion of the world into poverty and stagnating the global economy, according to the United Arab Emirates Energy Minister. This, again, is Suhail Al-Muzrai. Soaring energy prices have caused inflation to spike around the world, triggered cost of living crisis across both developed and emerging economies. He said that he voiced concern that global focus on geopolitics and energy security was leading governments to overlook the long-term implications of declining affordability. He said leaders of the OPEC Plus organization of oil exporting countries were trying to maintain order and bring resources to the market at a manageable pace, but suggested this was becoming increasingly difficult. For that to happen, we need resources, financial resources. We need to invest, and we need to decouple politics from energy availability and energy affordability. I agree with that completely. We need to pull the politics out of it.
Yep.
Quit using it as a hammer.
Yep. Mm.
I'm worried that because we're mixing the two, we could end up in a situation where energy affordability becomes an issue, and that would definitely lead ultimately to poverty and ultimately could lead to a stagnation of the world economy. We're trying, but we cannot be blamed for everything. We're doing our best. Of course, that's kind of an apologistic note, but I agree with him. Politics needs to come out of this. Our administration needs to understand that we can be energy independent here in the United States.
And still be environmentally friendly.
And that we need to do this. We need to, I hate to say it, isolate ourselves, but we do, from these countries where they've had control over our purse strings for all these years and everything. And, you know, stand up and be the country that we were on track to be.
Could it be America first?
Yeah. It just irritates me to no end the people who are living here now who have no patriotism and they have no regard for their country. It's, you know, they want to talk bad about it, but I got news for you. Go live in the Ukraine right now.
Yeah, come get you some. Go get you some somewhere else.
And, you know, it's just like Australia. You're not going to go live there because they won't let you.
No. Yeah.
You know, and the prime minister over there will tell you that if you don't like the way we do things, get your butt out.
Right.
You know. So, really, this is the best nation on the planet, and people need to start realizing that again.
Absolutely. You know, and it's not selfish to take care of yourself to where you can help others.
No, absolutely
because
not.
Because I guarantee if you don't take care of your own business, you're not going to be able to help anybody with their business. That's it. Okay, well, Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen penned a piece this week in the Congressional Western Caucus's new blog called Branded, not Brandoned, but Branded. The caucus is recognizing March as permitting month. American energy independence is unobtainable without functioning pipelines. Pipelines are vital infrastructure for transporting crude oil and natural gas across the nation. They are safer than trucks, barges, and rail, while all emitting less greenhouse gas. To ensure we have a strong energy infrastructure, we must have a permitting process that works. With each new administration comes a new standard of regulation, as we have seen with the Brandon administration. This regulation is crippling. This change in the process for reviewing and approving new or expanded interstate natural gas pipelines costs the companies millions of dollars, waste materials, and ends with thousands of jobs lost. Not to mention, local communities lose the economic security that they were depending on. Years were wasted on National Environmental Policy Act reviews, with many of the delays long enough to span multiple presidential administrations. The D.C. bureaucracy continues to drag producers along behind them. According to the EQT Corporation, regulatory delays have already led, to the cancellation of four U.S. major pipeline projects that could have served more than 25 million homes since President Brandon took office. The cancellation of these four pipelines has restricted nearly 10% of the natural gas production in the U.S. Take the Keystone XL pipeline, for example. Over 100 miles were already constructed on the south side, and billions of dollars were invested in both the U.S. and Canada. Construction would have created over 10,000 high-paying American jobs with the hope of further economic activity along the route. Once functioning, the pipeline would have carried about 830,000 barrels of oil per day. All of this was gone with a stroke of a pen. To provide certainty to the permitting process, Representative Mullen said he introduced the Promoting Cross-Border Energy Infrastructure Act. This legislation simplifies the construction and operation of energy facilities that cross international borders and replaces the presidential permit requirements before constructing an energy facility that crosses the U.S. border between Canada or Mexico. In turn, this will encourage and promote the construction of these energy infrastructures across border lines with our North American neighbors. No president should have the authority to unilaterally cancel such a large project that brings good-paying jobs and economic development to our country. I agree with that. Further, this act would establish transparent, reliable procedures to provide regulatory certainty and enable the U.S. to further expand their mutually beneficial energy relationship with Canada and Mexico. By streamlining the construction and operation of international border crossing facilities used for the import and export of oil, natural gas, and electricity, the United States can more efficiently continue the trade of energy products with our neighboring countries, the North American Energy Alliance, basically. The United States, Canada, and Mexico have always enjoyed the benefits of a firmly united and highly productive North American oil, gas, and electricity trade market. The value of energy traded between the United States and our North American neighbors exceeded $140 billion in 2015, with $100 billion in U.S. energy imports and over $40 billion in exports. But the Brandon administration continues to make this harder. Just last month, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, the FERC, issued new guidance that would further hurt the permitting of new interstate natural gas and liquefied natural gas infrastructure. This increase is unnecessary, bureaucratic, and the red tape will only stifle the industry even further. Even though FERC recently paused its implementation for the time being, it still leaves producers with uncertainty, delays, and dead ends. Exports to our allies will be limited at a time when they need it the most.
Well, that's why things aren't moving, because they don't know what's going on.
Yeah. You know, and try as he might, the president can't ignore the benefits pipelines bring to our country.
Well, and what it boils down to also is one man doesn't have all the answers. Of course, in this particular case, he didn't even know the questions, but anyway.
But anyway, just, you know, just to give you an idea, you know, we talked about that Colonial Pipeline. That Colonial Pipeline alone transports between 40 to 45% of all the natural gas on the East Coast.
Yeah, and it was shut down. It hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, and people felt it.
Yeah.
Instantly. Because it was about the only thing going to the East Coast.
We're doing away with it.
Anyway, so.
Well, and here's an article that kind of goes along with what we were talking about, that energy security is like oxygen. And energy security is like oxygen to the economy. That's what the B of A Global Research argued in a new report. The companies and consumers tend to notice until they don't realize what they've got until they start to lose it, until it starts to run out. But once supplies run out, economic activity comes to a standstill and little else matters. With low spare OPEC plus production capacity, low inventories, and the Russian-Ukraine conflict unfolding, energy security has become a key focus for markets. Understandably, European leaders remain reluctant to block off Russian supplies as the EU is already on the verge of recession. In its latest report, B of A Global Research noted that spare production capacity thinned out on underinvestment while demand keeps roaring back from the COVID-19 lows. Inventories of many commodities have hit rock bottom, and petroleum product prices have spiked above their 2008 highs. Mm-hmm. Long-dated energy prices crept higher, too. Yet we see two big differences between the 2022 and 2008 spikes. Number one, spot rather than forward prices are leading oil higher today. And two, the USD backdrop is very strong. The implications for the oil market are straightforward. First, we believe that spiking energy prices should entice global E&Ps to drill again. Second, dollar strength should lead to faster demand destruction. In the short run, however, the three sources of micro supply and demand inelastically and complex micro backdrop could exacerbate an oil price spike. In other words, getting stuff there.
Yeah.
That's exactly the point. If you don't have energy resources besides the ones that you're having, you're butting heads with.
Yeah.
You're screwed.
That's it, baby. You're out of contingency.
Yeah.
You don't have a plan B. Well, here's our plan. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Energy news in my briefs and our mop-up segment of the Tuesday edition of the Exploring Energy Radio Show. And I promise, we're glad you're with us.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean Wilson and Butch Black.
We are a lubrication and filtration company. We sell lubrication products and filtration products.
So if they've been using somebody else, why should they even consider Camrock?
We could probably be just as competitive or beat their pricing, but our service is top-notch. We love to take care of our customers and have a great customer experience. We take it very personally. We want you, not only just as a customer, but as a friend, to have your need fulfilled. If you need a product, we want to get that product to you because we know how important it is for you to keep on running and doing what you need to be doing. Nobody likes to wait. Nobody likes to pay high prices, any of that kind of stuff. And so we want to communicate to you when we can get that product to you, how we can get that product to you, and try to give you the best pricing that you can get. My name is Sean Estes, and the company I work for is Camrock. Give me a call at 405-301-5803. 405-301-5803. Come see us at Camrock, 2111 South Main in Elk City, right behind Fred's Steakhouse.
You guys used to use another service, now you use CTC. Why did you make the switch?
They seemed to be more personable. They cared about us. Well, what it used to be, the rugs were just left at the door. The old ones sometimes weren't taken. The rags, I wouldn't get my package of rags that I need every week. Maybe I would get enough mop heads, maybe not. I just wasn't receiving the full service. That's what CTC provides. They provide a weekly service. I don't have to worry about anything. It takes the worry out. This is a company that's not located out of a bigger metropolitan area. They're right here in Western Oklahoma. They take better care of us. I'm Julie Brewer, director of the Elk City Convention Center, and I'm glad that we switched to CTC.
Keep your business looking great with CTC in Clinton. Online, it's ctc-corp.net.
Here he you go. Two Sonic fish sandwiches.
You have the slight crunch of the breaded fish, but then you also have the toasted brioche bun is like buttery soft. So it just kind of like hugs it. It hugs it in my mouth.
If I had to pick a fish that I would want to hang out with, it would definitely be Alaskan fish. They're cooler.
They are cooler.
Better fish makes a fish sandwich better. The Sonic Fish Sandwich is made with 100% wild-caught Alaska pollock, tangy tartar sauce, and crinkle-cut pickles on a brioche bun. See menu for details for a limited time only at participating Sonic Drive-Ins.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
Ooh, yeah. That'd be us, Safety Flow NDT. Thousands of pounds of PSI. Pressure per square inch. 10,000 pounds of pressure on a pipe is extremely dangerous. Who's inspecting your flow iron? Whoever it is, they need to know what they're doing. Their certifications need to be up to date. Their people need to be trained really well. They need to have the right equipment. Dustin Nick, Safety Flow NDT, has been doing it for 15 years. He's so confident you'll love the job they do. He's offering a big discount to first-time customers. They'll inspect the first 50 pieces of pipe on your first job you order for free. That's a $1,500 to $2,000 savings. Call Dustin Nick, Safety Flow NDT, non-destructive testing. 580-383-0136, 383-0136. And again, we appreciate the good folks at Oki Construction. They're looking to give someone a career opportunity, looking to hire multiple heavy haul drivers. Got to get that equipment out to the job site, get it back. Mechanic shop technicians also. Oki Construction and Welding, they're in Clinton. Great company. They're looking to add experienced heavy haul truck drivers to their growing company. Drivers will be home every night. There is a plus. Plus, you must have a Class A CDL license and 2 years' experience. They're also looking for mechanic shop technicians, assist the lead mechanic in daily repairs and maintenance of crew truck fleet, trailers, and heavy equipment. Mechanic will be home every night. They need to be able to lift 50 to 75 pounds. Must possess a regular driver's license and 2 years' experience required. To apply, please call or text 580-821-6785 or fill out an application online at okinconstruction.com or call 580-547-4252. See their ad in this week's Penny News. And thank you so much to all of our great sponsors that help make this show possible. Here we go. Energy News in my briefs. Environmental activists say Chevron CEO Michael Wirth and lead director Ronald Sugar haven't done enough on climate change and hope to have them voted out at the company's shareholder meeting in May. So, Sugar and Wirth, is it Wirth the Sugar? I think so. Washington State Governor Jay Inslee vetoed sections of an energy bill that would have given Eastern Washington residents more input and a broader long-term look at where wind and solar projects are sited.
Yeah, we're going to take that away from
sure, you. Sure. About control, baby. The Brandon administration's push to increase natural gas exports to Europe gives a boost to a controversial $38 billion Alaska LNG export terminal and pipeline project proposal. Also, officials say no one was injured in a Montana ExxonMobil petroleum refinery explosion that happened Saturday night. Tesla's hikes prices on all of its car models, making them ineligible for California electric vehicle rebates. Terra Power, T-E-R-R-A Power, cuts ties with Russia reactor fuel supplier Tenex, potentially delaying plans to construct an advanced nuclear reactor in Wyoming. Here's some from around the world. Oil prices slumped Monday after fresh COVID-19 lockdowns in China. The world's largest crude importer prompted fears over weaker fuel demand. The United Arab Emirates energy minister doubled down Monday on an oil alliance with Russia that's helped buoy crude prices to their highest in years as Moscow's war on Ukraine rattles markets and sends energy and commodity prices soaring. OPEC officials believe a possible European Union ban on oil from its partner Russia over the invasion of Ukraine would hurt consumers, and the group has conveyed its concerns to Brussels. OPEC resources or sources said. Natural Resources Minister Jonathan Wilkinson says Canada's energy industry can increase oil and gas exports in 2022 to help ease the energy security crisis in Europe. triggered by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. We've determined that the Canadian industry has the pipeline and production capacity to incrementally increase oil and gas exports in 2022 by up to 300,000 barrels per day, Wilkinson said in a press conference on the International Energy Agency's meeting of energy ministers in Paris, France. And Russia is working out methods for accepting payments for its gas exports in rubles. And it will take decisions in due course should European countries refuse to pay in the Russian currency, the Kremlin said yesterday.
Good grief.
There you go, man.
He is nuts. Well, right now it's 62 degrees outside.
Are we going to get some rain, Butch? Come on.
Humidity's at 70%. Winds are south at 17. Dew points at 52.
Don't sound so excited about the weather, man.
Well, you know, I did the weather yesterday, and they told us we had a 50% chance.
Yeah, now where are we?
Yeah, it's gone to squat.
Oh,
today's going to be patchy blowing dust after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 86, windy with a south-southwest wind 16 to 21, increasing 26 to 31 in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 44. Tonight, we have a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 10, then patchy blowing dust before 10 p.m., cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low around 41. Wednesday, we have a 20% chance of showers before 1, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 56. Thursday, sunny with a high near 65, northwest winds 8 to 11. Friday, we have a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1, partly sunny with a high near 70. 30% chance Friday night. Saturday, sunny with a high near 68, sunny and high near 75 on Sunday. Monday, we have a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 69. So if we're looking at a 30% chance Monday, you know, it's far enough out that I'm sure they'll change it to probably nothing by the time it gets here.
I don't know. Sometimes you can take the complete opposite and be right as many times.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. Stocks are pretty much in the dumper again today.
Hey, nice.
AEP has dropped. Good grief, has dropped 34 cents just in the last 10 minutes.
Yikes.
It went from green to red in a heartbeat. AEP is down 14 to 97.48. Apache's down 78, 39.06. Chesapeake is down 389 to 84.06. Continental's down 260. 60.24. ConocoPhillips is down $5.02 to 98.47. Devon is down 2.37 to 58.08. GE is up $1.78 to 93.75. Halliburton's down $1.34, 35.98. H&P is down $1, 41.88. Liberty Oilfield's down 66, 14.02. Laredo Petroleum is down 3.35, 75.83. Magellan Midstream's down 42 to 50.14. OG&E is up a nickel, 39.89. One Oak is down $1.26 to 69.78. Panhandle Minerals is down 9 cents to 273. Phillips 66 is down 84 to 81.45. Sandridge is down 83, selling at $16 even. Schlumberger is down 96 to 40.77. And the Williams Company is down 55 to 32.75.
West Texas Intermediate, down $6.45, down below 100, trading at $99.51 a barrel. Brent crude oil, still over 100, $105.75 a barrel. That's down $6.73. Tokam crude oil in Japan, also down 4,000 yen per kiloliter. And NYMEX natural gas, down 9 cents to $5.41 per million BTU. Tomorrow we'll have Remember When Wednesday. Go back in time with the AOGHS.org. Still trying to hook up with Professor Paul Michael Wiebe to get an interview to be aired this week. So working with him on getting him back on the show. So many things going on. He brings a lot of insight into it, no doubt about it. And I don't have time to get full into the story, but if you don't already have enough to worry about, some Russian hackers got into the Wolf Creek facility there in the nuclear power plant in Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it seems like they got everything shut down before they had any major catastrophes. But when these people can start getting in. I mean, that's the trouble with the old computer age.
Look at Colonial.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. It don't take long.
No, it doesn't.
But be on your toes. And
well, all demand is showing signs of weakness, and a lot of that, you know, we discussed a little bit ago that they're starting some shutdowns in China.
Sure.
Over the coronavirus, which I think is kind of divine retribution, probably.
The fickle finger of fate,
but
baby.
A lot of it has to do with higher prices, too. There's going to be less buying when the prices are this high.
Well, be careful out there. Continue to pray. That's what we need to do as a collective effort. Remember to vet those political candidates. Go out and make your vote count. It does make a difference. So, with that being said, on behalf of Butch Black and all of our great sponsors, I'm Sean Wilson. Thanks so much for listening. I promise we'll talk again. You're tuned to 96.5 KECO FM in Elk City, Oklahoma. Have yourself a great day.